This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, David Knight's hosting this fourth hour. I'm going to co-host about 20-something minutes with him here today. I want to continue with the phone calls. I promised to get to everybody, Greg and Dan and Jason and Vince and Ron. But David is co-hosting with me in the shower, and again, I'll be gone in about 20 minutes. We were talking in the hallway. If you want to repeat some of the statements you were making to me, David's not there yet. I wanted to bring him in. David was saying in the hallway, man, Trump has really knocked it out of the park. Yeah, I'm going to co-host with him, so everybody knows. So really knocked it out of the park. Very, very exciting time for all of us to be alive. I mean, look, if something's negative, I'll tell you all day long. They said I'm the king of negative. Well, you got Bush and then Obama and the Clintons before him and Herbert Walker and all this criminality. It just got worse and worse and worse. And now you're seeing stuff that's known to help workers, known to help people, known to get the economy going, known to help people being given dangerous vaccines, securing our border, building infrastructure, pulling us out of foreign takeovers like TPP. I mean, it's just hard to find fault. It's very, very hard to find fault with Trump. It really is. Let's go to Dan in New Mexico. Dan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah.
Yep, sure. You want to screen your call or we want to go on air?
Hello?
Yeah, Dan, you want me to screen your call or you want to be on air? I mean, it's cool either way.
I'm here. I wanted to bring up a couple things. Too bad I missed Roger. But tomorrow is the anniversary of the meeting that never happened. Lavoy Finnegan, who got gunned down on his way to a meeting. The Bundys are still in jail in Nevada. They can certainly use a pardon from President Trump. There's also a 77-year-old Navy veteran who is rotting in jail in Nevada. He's from Montana for building a stock pond on his property with full approval from the Army Corps of Engineers, full approval from the state.
No, then he got arrested. So people are tired out west of being harassed, and Trump's cutting down those agencies and going after those folks. That's a great point. I appreciate your call. Let me bring in David Knight with his take on that. I know that's near and dear to his heart. He covered the whole situation out in Oregon, the situation, of course, out in Nevada as well. All historic with Obama targeting him and shooting up the vehicle. And now the guy that shot up the vehicle, I think, has been indicted, correct?
I'm not sure about that, Alex. I don't think they've indicted the guy.
Well, they have a criminal investigation going, last time I heard it.
Well, they did. They found that initially they had lied about not shooting the car. They found the bullets that belonged to the police. But, Alex, I hope that he also pardons the Hammonds, the people that the Bundys went to Oregon to try to help, because they were victims of an out-of-control bureaucracy that tried to set them up as terrorists and say that they were arsonists for doing something that was far less than the EPA or the Bureau of Land Management or the Forestry Service did on a routine basis. And that was setting a backfire to stop a fire that was going to wipe out their property. So that was one of the things that began the Oregon situation. And, of course, Alex, as we saw at the very end of the Obama administration, it was the EPA that was running through massive amounts of legislation rules at, it's not legislation, it's rules that they come out with at the very last minute. And I'm very encouraged to see Donald Trump push back against the EPA. I've got a story here. We're going to talk about the person who was on the transition team for the Environmental Protection Agency said he would like to see Donald Trump start with a 50% cut in personnel at the EPA. I would like to see that as well. Move on from there to 100% cut. But, Alex, we've also seen rumors that Donald Trump is considering pardoning this individual who was sent to jail for taking a couple of pictures in the submarine that he had served in. Those pictures would be classified no higher than confidential. And, of course, it was a really egregious example of the dual standard when Hillary Clinton gets off.
Sure, how does Hillary get away with things 10,000 times worse, but this guy goes to jail?
Absolutely.
And there's also cases, I'm not defending anything, Blackwater. There have been cases where Blackwater was being shot at under State Department contracts and shot back, and people were sent to life in prison for that as well. I mean, it's just you send them to war and you do this. Let's come back and get your view on what you told me in the hall of Trump and his whirlwind's first 7 days straight ahead and more phone calls. And then I'm going to punch out of here at 20 after and let David Knight take over. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Spread that link, folks. They do not like it out there. And when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you. So again, I want to thank you all.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a long way back to the Republic. Well, I live in a free country. Put up with some big lies.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Riding on the highway, going to a show. Rock and roll. Getting high.
Getting loud. Getting stoned.
Getting beat up. Broken bones.
Getting high.
Getting took. I'm here to tell you. It's harder than it looks. Until you reach the tipping point. In the beginning, it's hard to find a patriot, but not later. Then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're far from that point yet, but we're a lot closer than when I started, or Ron Paul started, or Barry Goldwater started, or right back to Thomas Jefferson, and right back to the Magna Carta, and Francis Bacon, and all the rest of it. Going back to David Knight, your phone calls in this segment, he's got a lot to cover. One of our wonderful sponsors that I don't talk enough about, that's been with us off and on for 15, 16 years, is Solutions from Science. They always got the latest updated solar generators and other great products at the lowest prices. a lot of you know about them. They advertise on cable TV. You name it. We're very honored to have them. But they give us some of the biggest sponsorship out there. I mean, where you can get one of their units at the regular price and then the other one free. It's not like they raise the price on one unit and sell the next, you know, for nothing. No, they really cut the prices. Solutions from Science has the next generation of PPX model available. This new model has 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electronic devices. It can jump 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid in your home or even in a remote location. They got all sorts of power savers, generators. It's not just these one product. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com for all their systems, your PPX, solar generators, you name it. If you do buy one right now, you can use the promo code Alex at the checkout, and they'll give you a second energy unit absolutely free. That's one word, privatepowergrid.com. And don't forget that we also have exclusively the new Combat One tactical skin protecting wipes now available with St. John's Medical and Institute, St. Jude's, the American Journal of Infectious Control, saying it's the latest technology, the very best for germ control, you name it. The technology behind Combat One wipes is truly one of a kind, now used Defense Department wide, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how crazy this is. And we have water filtration systems from Alexa Pure and air filtration systems, 25% off. We only do that a few times a year. It's been 6 months since we did that last. 25% off on both at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. David, I want to take a few calls and get out of here, but I promise to go to these callers just while I'm loitering. I appreciate you hosting the fourth hour. Can you repeat to me the conversation we had in the hall about 2 hours ago? Because it was pretty good stuff.
Well, you know, Alex, I told you I really thought that Trump had had a magnificent week. And you know,
your word was out of the park.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't with Trump at the beginning because I'm very cynical. I don't believe people. I've seen so many politicians, especially Republicans, who will say one thing. They get elected. They do something completely different. When I realized the first time I started paying attention to Trump was when I realized that 30 plus years ago, he had spent his own money to take out ads in the New York Times about these trade issues that he was passionate about. And I thought, well, maybe this guy's for real. I had seen him honestly.
That's what made him so mad. He gave money and they wouldn't even do what they said they'd do.
Yeah, I had seen him honestly give the very first debate question that came out there, that first debate. Bret Baier said, you know, are you going to just fall in line behind the other people if you lose? He goes, well, I might not. You know, he honestly answered that. I respected that as well. But, you know, Alex, this last week has taken it to the next level, because the way that CNN put it, Alex, they said that his determination to keep his campaign promises verges on obsession. And I thought, that's pretty amazing for CNN to say that. It's almost like CNN is saying to Trump, yeah, it's okay. You don't need to do what you said you were going to do. It's okay to lie to the American people. We do it all the time. All the professional politicians lie to the people all the time.
They say that in this article, how Donald Trump changed the presidency in 7 days, and they say, It's you don't have to do it. Don't. Yeah. No. Don't do it.
Yeah, because they do it all the time. They lie to us all the time. Their politicians lie to us all the time.
It's not verging on an obsession. Becoming president uphill like a salmon swimming upstream is an obsession.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's done a lot in the first week, and it's interesting to see what the mainstream media says. Politico's got their take on it. His huge week one, and I thought it was kind of interesting. They looked at some of the many, many things, very long article, some of the many things that he did, and I thought it was really funny what they thought was important and what they didn't think was important. It was very much from their political perspective. Things like, oh, counting the crowd size. Oh, that's really going to be big. Things like, but of course, you know, shutting down mandates for Obamacare, taking actions on the border, not so much that. So it's kind of interesting to see how they react to it. But Alex, he's had a great week, and I got to say, I truly respect what he's done. I truly respect somebody who has kept their promises. I didn't see Ronald Reagan keep his promises to this degree in 8 years, what Donald Trump has done in 8 days, and I really respect that.
Well, I agree with you. I'm going to try to pull it up. It's such a long article. I read it this morning and found that I can't find it in the article. It's like a long transcript where they say, it's bordering on obsession. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
They had just normalized lying, normalized us accepting fraud. But the determination to keep campaign promises is verging on an obsession inside the Trump White House. Oh, my God. Cut the debt. Get more jobs. Bring jobs back. Cut the middle class and poor people's taxes. Get rid of real estate. Write-offs and incentives and subsidies. I mean, that'll lower housing prices for poor people. Those close to the president believe that despite the uproar in Washington, the actions are being well received. Well, look at his Gallup polls and others that are even skewed. Still, he's surging like a rocket. CJ, who's a smart guy, and I agree with him in the control room, I think they're going to try to kill Trump. I really think they're used to power. They're arrogant. Everything else has failed. I think that's the main threat.
I agree. I mean, you look at somebody that Donald Trump admired, that was President Andrew Jackson. He came against the central bank.
Tried to kill him
six
times.
Tried to kill him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, absolutely they will. Look, there's so much money and power involved. Of course they'll do that type of thing. They'll overthrow entire countries. They'll kill 500,000 children in Iraq. And then when you ask Madeleine Albright about it, she'll say, yeah, it was worth it. So, yeah, they'll do anything like that. So he better be very careful. You got Secret Service agent who says, hey, I wouldn't take a bullet for him. I'm not going to do anything to protect him. I mean, that person should not be in that
position.
And
the media spins that like we say the Secret Service wants to kill him. They did that when I said that the other day. Mm-hmm. No, there are a lot of good people there. They leaked that Hillary was so sick to us. The thing is, they know there's moles in there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And if you're not going to do your job, and if you're not going to take it seriously, and she's talking about, hey, you know, I really don't want to do my job, then you shouldn't be there. If you're not going to use that kind of diligence, yeah.
Trump is a true, we can say now, he is a 1776 champion reborn. This is all our hopes and prayers. He's clearly for real. He's not perfect. He's so real, he admits some things that are bad we don't like, but he's real. This is it.
Yeah, there's some things that I wish that he would focus on, civil liberties, you know that. We've talked about torture, other things like that. And we disagree with them on some issues, but we have honest disagreements. We always have a chance with somebody who is honest to try to convince them. And like I said before, I think it's a good thing for him to see the dishonesty of the intelligence agencies coming after him, trying to subvert him.
He gets to experience how rogue elements that are doing that to him. A few calls, and I'm going to skip this break so David has more time. Let's talk to Greg in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. David, you three quick comments. I'll make sure I make it quick because I may never speak to you again. But I'm out here in California, and I worked with the resistance fighting corruption in the local union. You know a fellow out here who ran for business manager.
There's quiet souls of every race, color, and creed with red blood that are fighting for liberty everywhere.
We tried to fight union corruption, and we lost the election, even with the Department of Labor and Hilda Solis being corrupted.
But educating them in the process, you'll win the war.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So real quick, I think there's two topics that we need to discuss and focus on. Number one is the wall and the potential for a bullet train. And the second is the deep state. So topic number one, and I would like both of you to comment on each of these, if you could, for me. You have inspired me to create a WordPress and a YouTube channel called Alt Feed. So thank you very much. I'm in the fight with you guys, and I really appreciate all you do. So regarding the wall and Mexico pushing back, If the top of it has two tracks, one for Mexico to use for transport and one for us to use for transport, that's a great deal. If we made the interior of the wall hollow and put a high-speed cargo train inside, we could also potentially put in a port in the Gulf of Mexico and move cargo and goods and services from the Gulf of Mexico to the West Coast.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Actually, you should pitch that at Trump to turn it into an actual industrial belt.
It would
legal and lawful commerce. And everybody knows they take control of ports and make it commerce-wide, then it would be like a jobs creator all along the railway. You could have stops along it, and legal citizens from both sides could get on the train and either go to New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, or California. That's a great idea.
Ports of immigration entry where people are vetted properly. We're not trying to keep people out. We're trying to keep criminals out.
It's a great point. Keep it up, brother. I got to jump. But since you raise all that, that's the type of stuff Trump's talking about. They go, oh, we don't have the money. It's believing in industry and building something that humans use that actually builds culture. The globalists admit they want to destroy normal human culture. They siphon trillions a year off to go to derivatives that are not even existent to destroy our wealth. They create fiat, which is fine as long as it empowers humanity. They create fiat, then they siphon it off into a black hole, transmuting our real energy into fake digits and then destroying it. So they're involved in basically black magic, destroying our productivity to make us controllable. That's the essence of globalism, is that it's the anti-free market. It's the anti-prosperity. David Knight?
Yeah, Alex, in terms of infrastructure projects, I would like to see the path where the federal government reduces its footprint instead of increasing it, that they don't pick who the winners and losers are going to be, that they let the American people in the states take that.
You can have maybe a four-state coalition decide to build the railroad.
That's right. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And keep it close to the people instead of having Washington centrally plan the economy. That's the thing that we have to watch out for two things. When we build the infrastructure, we don't want a centrally planned economy. That's what Russia failed on. And we don't want to have a situation where you've got foreign corporations, large corporations who come in and wind up owning our infrastructure like we're seeing with toll road situations.
And that's your big concern with Trump. I mean, he hasn't done this yet. We've got to watch that Sentra and others don't come in and control the monopoly process. But then you can go the other way. The Japanese centrally plan their 300-mile-an-hour speed trains, but there's no scams allowed, no fraud, so they do it inexpensively and actually put it in. So why can't we even at the state level or federally do it? Why is there so much corruption?
Well, of course, and that's the whole issue. You know, when you talk about campaign finance reform, Alex, the reason that we can't get there is because there's too much money and power in Washington. It's the concentration of power, the focus of it in that one area. When you get that much money and power, you can never control it with little artificial things like saying, we're going to control how campaign ads can be done. That's nonsense. They're going to find a way around it if you create this black hole of power, this kind of density that's going to pull
all the corrupt
people
into that area. What do you think of Trump getting rid of TPP and not controlling it himself, which he could have just said, I'm renegotiating. He said, it's dead, it's a fraud, killed it, handed power back to the people.
Absolutely. And that's a key thing that he did this week. He absolutely destroyed the central part of the globalist plan. We've talked about this, the trilateral plan that Zbigniew Brzezinski came up with.
And they said that in the news, in the Washington Post. We spent all this money on a trilateral plan to build this world order. Yeah, it's unelected. It enriches you. It's illegal. It's done.
Yeah. And what he's done is he's unraveling, just as Britain did with Brexit. He's unraveling the NAFTA and the North American Union, which
tie into it. So let's just sit back. Let's just really savor this.
Yeah.
Okay. Their entire world government plan is falling before our eyes. We worked. We saw it. People educated. Our listeners took action. That's what the enemy attacks us. We're at the heart of it. Not getting credit, but our listeners deserve to know what they did.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. I mean, this came quicker than we thought. I knew the enemy was weak. Now, obviously, we haven't won the war yet, but we're winning major battles. What are the pitfalls, David?
Well, I think the pitfalls are that we don't have this come in through the back door because the globalists are going to continue to move in different directions. So we have to watch out, like I said before, about these infrastructure bills, make sure they don't take control of the infrastructure in that way. But I think it's also important to understand, Alex, that this back and forth that we saw happen with Mexico this week, you saw two things happen yesterday that were polar opposites. You had the Mexican president bow up to Trump, and nothing happened there except some bad threats going back and forth about taxes and tariffs. But on the other hand, you had the British prime minister come here and say, we're going to work with Donald Trump, and we're going to work on bilateral trade agreements. And that's what Trump is for. He's for trade agreements as long as they're between two people at a time.
Yeah, you don't transfer your power.
Trade agreements that are really the pitfall, Alex.
Exactly. You don't transfer your power to some big mothership out there.
That's right.
And let it run. No, each nation does a deal, and they do a deal, and each deal is actually done to make sure it's done right. Absolutely. That's a free market, true deal. I want to play a clip here and then take a few more calls and turn the baton over to David Foley here. Here's a clip of something on InfoWars.com. Black conservative dominates some of the leftist brainwashers out there marching, claiming everybody that's against Hillary's agenda is racist. Here it is.
Saying white power, that's a fucking problem, right? Oh my God, look at this racially inspired group from Donald Trump. No, I haven't been cracked. This is what I live. This is what I breathe. This is what I live. I'm being honest with you. You allow Black Lives Matter on campus, but you don't allow white power on campus. Why not? It's the same shit.
We gotta believe this for Sunday. This guy's on target. He's like, you let Black Matters on, but you don't let white power on. They're the same crap. Which is, I mean, exactly. It's like all complete crap. And so this guy's just seeing the reality, and all these weird women have to actually click and go, yeah, that's true. Absolutely. I mean, when you're saying one group matters, we're all humans. See, this guy's like Martin Luther King. He's repeating what Martin Luther King said, which I totally agree with. That's the opposite of what they're pushing, David.
Absolutely. Alex, I don't know if that was from today's March for Life, but, of course, we're going to play some clips Donald Trump talking to ABC as they interviewed him and saying, hey, you're probably not going to talk as much or certainly not in favorable terms about this weekend's demonstration like you did last weekend's demonstration. And we're also going to have a clip from Vice President Trump. He's the first vice president or president to speak at this rally. They've had it for 43 years.
Oh, it totally freaks them out that a president would even give attention or a VP would go. I'm going to hand the baton to you, my friend. I just want to say here in closing that our sponsors make this whole broadcast possible. And again, Solutions from Science has amazing power charge generators, solar panel systems, you name it. Solutions from Science has the next generation of PPX mobile available. When you model 60% more power, you can charge or run most of your electronic devices. You can jump start 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your home or even your remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you do want to buy one of these right now and use promo code Alex at checkout, you'll get a second energy unit free. That's amazing. Second energy unit free, privatepowergrid.com. David, I thank you so much. Go ahead and take over. Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you, Alex. And one of the things I want to talk about is the dishonest ways that we've seen the mainstream media report the news this last week. Now, earlier in the week, we saw Ari Fleischer saying that Press Secretary Sean Spicer, and of course, Ari Fleischer was the press secretary for George W. Bush. He said, well, Spicer had an awful weekend or something like that. But then he picked up the ball and he hit a home run put it through the ballpark or something to that effect. It was a baseball metaphor. What they left off was the second part of that. So they put it out as Ari Fleischer having a very harsh criticism of Sean Spicer by cutting the quote in half. Now, we got another situation where the same thing happened again today. They did this to Steve Bannon. And he came out and had an interview with the New York Times. And he said the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. Now, how did they change that meaning? Well, they cut out the part where it said just listen for a while. To keep it in context, I said the media should keep its mouth shut. So then the ACLU gets on its high horse and says, no, Bannon, the media should not keep its mouth shut. And if the Trump administration tries, we will see them in court. No, ACLU, you need to listen to what he had to say. That's the whole point. Isn't it amazing? The irony of this, of course, it's not really irony, it's hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of these people coming out, cutting his quote in half, taking it out of context to completely change the meaning, just as it did about Ari Fleischer when he was saying, look, Sean Spicer had a rough beginning of the weekend, but by the end of the week, he had knocked us out of the park, okay? Did the same thing with Stephen Bannon, saying the media should keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. And then they cut that off. And he says, I want you to quote this. Bannon went on to tell the New York Times, I want you to quote this. The media here is the opposition party. They don't understand this country. They still do not understand why Donald Trump is president of the United States. So then the Times says, well, I think Spicer's lost his credibility, don't you? Bannon said, are you kidding me? We think that's a badge of honor. Questioning his integrity, are you kidding me? The media has zero integrity, zero intelligence, no hard work. And they went on to prove him right by cutting his quote in half and then responding to something that came out to look like exactly the opposite of what he had to say. He goes on to say, you are the opposition party, not the Democratic Party. You're the opposition party. You, the press, the New York Times, the media is the opposition party. He's absolutely right.
And by rightly listing them, sorry to jump in, as the enemy, sure, it's game over because they're already unpopular, they're already discredited, they're already hated. So if he just goes after them, it's game over.
Absolutely.
Until I was about to come on, I was already in, like, massaging my scalp like I do after the show. My hair's all messed up, but I had to pop in and say that because, again, I don't want to just call them the enemy just to say it. They're literally run by multinationals that have partially conquered the country. They are the enemy. I don't say that rhetorically as a flourish. They're the damn enemy.
Absolutely.
I'm out of here. Go ahead.
Absolutely. A key part of the establishment is the press that has been selling this. And as we pointed out earlier, the amazing fact that CNN would say that the Trump White House is verging on obsession in their efforts to keep their promises. Of course they are. He wants to do the right thing. What they don't understand is that he really wanted to make these changes. He was really telling the truth. He was being candid. He was being honest. And
they're so used to lies that when somebody straight shoots them, they're like, where's the lie? It's okay to lie. Tell us how you're lying. They're like, this is called straight shooting. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, Alex. You know, as we go through all of this, the reason that the public, when Donald Trump says something and people react to it, they understand, number one, The press is spinning this to make it look worse than it is.
Or cutting it out of context. You never know.
Exactly. Number two, they understand he's an honest guy. He's got authenticity. People value authenticity. They value integrity. And that's what we've seen in this last week. They want to keep their promises. He's doing everything he can to keep his promises. That is amazing, I think. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We've got news about how Mexico has really declared war. This is what the president of Mexico did this week. He declared war on the United States. We'll tell you how. Stay with us.
You're right. They made a big mistake not taking Trump's deal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turned dirtier. There is a season turned dirtier. And no time to every purpose.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on the last of this fourth hour of today's Friday show. We're talking in the last segment about Stephen Bannon saying, you are the opposition party. He said that to the press. He specifically said it to the New York Times. And I want to give you an example of this going back to Tuesday. Now, this is before the back and forth between the president of Mexico and Donald Trump, president of the U.S., okay? This is before this happened. This is Tuesday. And this is the headline from the New York Times, the same people that had the interview with Stephen Bannon where he said, you are the opposition. Here's what the opposition said, the paid opposition said. Mexico's potential weapons if Trump declares war on NAFTA. So they're wargaming with Mexico on how they can keep us in NAFTA, even though Trump doesn't want us in NAFTA. This is the New York Times. But I want you to listen to the quotes from the former Mexican officials that they talked to as well. So here's how the New York Times puts it. They say, how could Mexico inflict the most damage on the U.S.? Mexican governments over the last quarter of a century have consistently pushed back against the nation's historical resentment toward the United States. So what they're saying is, yeah, Mexicans have typically always hated the United States, except for the last quarter of a century. What changed in the last quarter of a century? NAFTA. NAFTA changed. So now they don't hate us so much because they're making out like bandits. They started out from a situation of rough trade parity, as I've mentioned many times. And immediately, when NAFTA passed, we had a $15 billion trade deficit with Mexico, and it's grown continuously since then. It's never been less than $15 billion. In recent years, it's been between $60 and $75 billion. The New York Times goes on to say, well, Mexico's main challenge as it confronts a hostile Trump administration is the enormous asymmetry of the bilateral relationship. Yeah, I would say that Donald Trump is holding all the cards. Because, as I just pointed out to you, we have a lot of trade that goes back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. But the trade to the U.S. is 80% of their exports, not ours, 80% of theirs. And they're the ones with a $60 to $75 billion trade surplus every year, not the United States. So they have the most to lose. But then they say, well, what can we do? And so they say, will Mexico still cooperate in the fight against drug trafficking? They're not doing it now, are they? No, they're not. The drug cartels are going back and forth. As a matter of fact, the drug cartels are deeply embedded in the corrupt Mexican government. Just look at the, what was that movie? It's Cartel Land, I think it was, where you have the individuals in a small area there that's led by a doctor. And what they said was, we're tired of the corruption with the federales and the banditos, right, that are coming in here. So we're going to stand up on our own. We're going to protect our own area here. And what did they get into? They got into a fight with the government because they wanted to protect themselves against the drug cartels. It was like the Magnificent Seven. Remember the movie, The Magnificent Seven? These people all got together and said, we're going to protect ourselves. And the government is corrupt, and we have these criminals that are coming in here. And so the government came in on the side of the criminals and eventually shut that down. So, no. They say, will Mexico still cooperate in the fight against drug trafficking? Give me a break. Will it stop foreign terrorists from using Mexico as a way station? Are they doing that now? Of course they aren't. We have reported for years here at InfoWars, many people have reported this. We've talked about how it's an open, porous border. But not only that, Mexico assists people to get across their country. If you come in, you're coming in from Cuba, or you're coming in from Central South America, or you're coming in from some Islamic country, whatever, they come on in. You can't stay here. You're not going to be allowed to stay in Mexico, but we'll help you get out of our country and get into America if you're determined to go. That's the situation now. So that's not a chip that Mexico can play with us, even though that's the way Jorge Castaneda, a former foreign secretary of Mexico, described it. And here's what the foreign secretary, the former foreign secretary of Mexico said. He said, let Mr. Trump pull the United States out of NAFTA. Instead of stopping Central American migrants at its southern border, Mexico should let them through on their way to the United States. Well, they're doing that now. And let's see if his wall keeps the terrorist out, because we won't. You understand that? This is Mexico saying, in retaliation for shutting down this globalist plan that is a stepping stone to a North American union. Understand that. You've already seen it in Europe. You saw that they came in, they created a trade zone, then they created an economic and trade consolidation. And then as that started to have the problems that they created, they said, we need more sovereignty. We're going to pull more power into Brussels in order to control all of this. And at that point, the British said, we know where this is headed. We have absolutely no question as to where this is headed. This is headed toward a political consolidation. That is always a step. You create economic consolidation, then you create political consolidation, because they can use the economic consolidation to create problems and say, well, the only way you can address that is with political consolidation. So they shut that down. And, of course, that's what they're now trying to do in America. That's NAFTA was the first part of that. So we're going to have economic consolidation. Then they're going to create a North American Union, a political consolidation. And, of course, you've had these globalist organizations, Council on Foreign Relations and others, talking about how they could create a common border around the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, have it patrolled by Homeland Security, that we pull those three. They made it very clear that they're looking for a political consolidation. So the way that the New York Times is putting this in there, along with these Mexican officials, is to say, we're going to assist the terrorists. We're not going to do anything to stop terrorists from coming into your country. Now, folks, that is war. And if that isn't clear enough, that was on Tuesday. Let me tell you then what the Mexican president did on Wednesday. Because the way this is being spun in the press, they're saying, there goes Trump again. Trump and his Twitter. He picked a fight with a foreign president. And look at this. Now they're not going to have a meeting. Isn't he a horrible guy? No. Let's understand where this is coming from. The New York Times and the Mexican government are saying, what if he declares war on the U.S.? Well, they basically start war gaming on how they can declare war on the United States by assisting terrorists and other people to come, the drug cartels, to come into our country. But let me read you this speech, because we see this speech all the time. We don't see anything but little excerpts from it and subtitles. Here's the transcript of the speech, and I want to give you a couple of excerpts from here. This is what the Mexican president said before Donald Trump said, hey, if you're not going to build a wall, then don't even bother coming to the meeting. This is what he said. The Mexican president said, Mexico's 50 consulates in the United States will become true ramparts in defense of migrant rights. Do you understand that? He says, we've got 50 consulates in the United States, one in each state. And we're going to make those forts to defend our migrant rights. When you have a massive, uncontrolled immigration into a country and they openly say that they are not going to assimilate, but they are going to demand rights from you, what are they demanding? They're demanding a free education. They're demanding that they get to vote in our elections. And yet they continue to see themselves, first and foremost, as Mexican citizens. You remember after the election, you had the Mexican consulates putting out information doing exactly this. This isn't something that started on Wednesday. This started after the election of Donald Trump. They said, come to the Mexican consulates. We are going to tell you how you can thwart American law and stay in that country illegally. So they were wargaming with him then. Now he declares this. And I put this out on it was a report we did last night, Leanne McAdoo and I. And I put this out on Twitter. A lot of people responded to that. One of the persons said, and of course, if you want to follow the discussion on Twitter, is that Libertarian is my Twitter handle. One of the persons said, well, let's get rid of the consulates. Let's shut them down. They're here saying that they're going to shut down our country. Let's shut them down. Let's send out these 50 consuls. And I said, yeah, didn't have a problem. It didn't take very long for Obama to send out 35 Russians. Let's send out these 50 consuls there. Then he goes on to say this. Wherever a Mexican migrant, this is a Mexican president, wherever a Mexican migrant is at risk and needs our help, we must be there. His or her country must be there. You understand? They're not coming to America to live. They're not coming to America to be Americans. They're coming here, says the Mexican president, as citizens of his country. He goes on to say, join me in working to support and stand by our fellow citizens. This is why I say, and we always have to be careful about the language. The liberals will always use the language to win the argument. They will change the terms. That's why you see them no longer talking about illegal aliens. We can't use that term. That's a legalistic, that's a term of law. Can't say that. Got to say undocumented workers. No, these are foreign citizens here in defiance of our law demanding benefits, demanding rights that belong to American citizens. That's what we need to say. Foreign citizens here illegally in defiance of our law. That's what these people are. And that's what the Mexican president said. He said, they are our fellow citizens. Stand by me to support our fellow citizens at the Mexican consulates. We're going to defend their rights. We're going to make our consulates into ramparts, into forts to push back against American law. He said the Mexican government will offer them legal advice to guarantee the protection they require. And then he says, Mexico does not believe in walls. Well, they believe in ramparts. They believe in forts. They believe in taking over other countries. They believe in demanding rights that they're taking away from us. Say, when you come in and you vote in our elections, can you imagine if we went into Mexico and we said we're going to use the American consulate and embassy to help people stay in Mexico illegally? We're going to demand that they pay for our education of our children. We're going to demand that we get to vote in Mexican elections. You know, probably would be an improvement because they've had a corrupt government as long as I've known about the Mexican government. But understand at the same time that we had Barack Obama give $75 million to the Mexican government to help them secure their southern border, their border with other countries other than the United States. Now, they have responded by shipping their problems into our country. And as I said before, if you look at the difference between the two ways that this is being played, you've got the Mexican government full on with globalism, with the North American Union, with NAFTA, along with the press, along with the New York Times, wargaming as to how they can take the American government down. Meanwhile, you have the British Prime Minister saying, let's stand together and halt the eclipse of the West. That's precisely what is happening. If we do not stand together, if we do not work together and do it in a bilateral way, again, Donald Trump has come out and said, we are going to shut down these multinational, multilateral trade agreements. He understands as somebody who puts together deals, first of all, from a just a pragmatic standpoint, you're not going to be able to negotiate something with 12 parties simultaneously like you can between two individuals. You go in and you make a deal, you make it between two individuals if you really want to get something done. The more people you get in, the less satisfactory the deal, the less likely the deal is going to get through. That's not why they have these multinational, multilateral agreements. These multilateral agreements exist so that they can empower some new entity, so that they can take power away from the United States and from Britain. That's the whole point of this. And so that's why the two of them are saying, look, we want trade. We want trade between our countries. We want trade that favors us. We do not want to create an extra national, a globalist organization that is going to take away our decisions on how we run our country. That is the key thing. Now, as we talked about the massive changes that Donald Trump has made, and again, when we look at even Politico and CNN, CNN starts out, forget the first 100 days, because that's usually what they look at, the first 100 days of a new administration. They'll go back and use that as a benchmark. No, Donald Trump in just 1 week has done more than we typically see in the first 100 days. And, of course, we saw Donald Trump as president-elect do more than Barack Obama did in 8 years to help the economy. He should have gone back and listened to James Carville when he told Bill Clinton, as he was running for president, it's the economy, stupid. That's what we have to focus on is the economy. That's what Donald Trump focused on even before he became president. As president-elect, he did more to help us. So here we are the first week. They say it's only been a week, and Donald Trump is reinventing the presidency. He honored his campaign promises and dramatically reshaped Washington's role in national and global affairs. He's done a great deal. He's done the right things. He's been, as they put it, obsessive about keeping his promises. That's a good thing. But you have to understand that America is bleeding so badly from what the globalists have done. And I'm not just saying Barack Obama. Certainly he stepped this up. He accelerated it. But it goes back to the Bushes. It goes back to the Clintons. This is something that's been going on for quite some time. And we're not going to be able to turn this ship of state around in just a week. And to give you an example of how dire the situation is and why we need somebody like Donald Trump and why we really ought to thank God that we have somebody who is moving like this. Here's a story from WND pointing out that, yes, it's been a week and Donald Trump has got a lot of things done. But in the meantime, 1,960 refugees came into the United States from Sharia-compliant countries. Countries like Syria, Somalia, Burma, Iraq, Sudan, Afghanistan. We've had nearly 2,000 people come in during the week, okay? And they're pointing out that every day that this is going on, it's another several hundred that are coming into this country. So Barack Obama's policies in that respect are continuing. They said, well, we were hoping that this was going to be shut down on Thursday. Friday may be the day. Some sources say it could be put off until Saturday. For every day the administration fails to act, hundreds more refugees arrive from the third world. On Thursday alone, 541 United Nations selected refugees arrive in the United States. Ah, did you hear that? 541 United Nations selected. The UN is deciding who's going to be coming in to our country. The UN is vetting, if you want to use that word, the people who are going to come into our country. That is the problem. Donald Trump understands that. In the very first week, he's talked about how he's going to cut funding to the United Nations by 40%. I think that's a start. We need to just get out of the United Nations. And, of course, we've had a bill introduced by a legislator, can't remember, it was either in Alabama or Georgia, to do just that. You need to look that up. You need to push that. You need to talk to Donald Trump, send him messages, tell him to get us out of the United Nations. Let's do an American exit out of the United Nations. And, of course, when we look at what the United Nations is doing, there's an article from New American, and they point out that there's actually a dictator alliance there right now that's been pushing for a United Nations tax agency. And they're openly talking about how they need a tax agency to support a new world order. Where have we heard that before? So it's just a conspiracy theory, right? To talk about a new world order. No, they're saying the world's largest alliance of third world dictators and governments, known as the Group of 77, is 77 countries plus China. But they say it's also actually composed of more than 130 regimes. I don't know why they call it the Group of 77. Maybe that's where it began initially. But that's a large amount of the large percentage of the United Nations. There's about 200 member states. So when you got 130 some odd regimes, that's a majority there. What are they trying to do? They're trying to create a tax agency at the United Nations. And they're calling for a new world order. That's the new world order from the G77. This is what we're talking about, folks. This is where this is coming from. It's coming from the United Nations. They're the ones who are selecting the refugees to come into our country. That has to stop. We've got to get out of the UN. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to play the clip of Vice President Pence speaking at the March for Life. He is the first president or vice president to speak at the March for Life, and it's been going on for 44 years. Think about that. Not Reagan, not the Bushes. Nobody has spoken at this as a president or vice president until now. And not only is Vice President Pence speaking there, but also Kellyanne Conway is speaking there. I think we have someone who is pushing this very hard. We also played earlier in the show the back and forth between ABC News and Donald Trump, where he says you're probably not going to cover the March for Life like you did the Women's March last weekend. So the Trump administration is on top of this. We're going to give you his comments, play a clip of that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we're about to sell out of DNA Force again. We sold out of it once, and it was out for a couple of months. We still have it at 10% discount, so it's moving pretty quickly. It's going to be selling out very shortly, so move on that right now. That's a very, that's a great savings. It's very difficult for us to produce that. It's very expensive to produce it, and that's why it sells out, and we have to re-up that again. Also, we have a 25% discount on Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter Systems and Alexa Breeze Air Filter Systems at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off water filters and air filters from Alexa Pure. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com to find that. And also go to InfoWars Life to see the DNA Force special, as well as many other specials that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, real quickly before I play this clip from him, I want to say real briefly what we're talking about before in terms of the way the left uses language. Sean Spicer, press secretary for Donald Trump, took exception to the fact that CNN called the people who are marching for life and for adoption, referred to them as demonstrators. That's not the problem. They are demonstrators. Quite frankly, if you look at the definition of the word, a demonstrator is somebody who's doing a public demonstration. It's a political meeting. It's a march. You're trying to demonstrate something. You're trying to teach through exhibits. That's what a real demonstration is. The problem is that Sean Spicer is looking at this and saying, well, wait a minute, you're calling all these violent people last week, a week ago, at the inauguration, you called them demonstrators. Clearly, these things are not the same thing. And we pointed out many times, we even had that little clip that Darren McBreen put together, this is a demonstration or a protest. This is a riot, okay? That, we have to understand those people are rioters. When they're noisy, violent, disorderly, at a political, even if it is for political purposes, that is a riot. It is not a demonstration. So this truly is a demonstration. We need to make sure that we start calling them rioters. We don't need to worry about it being called a demonstration. But let's play a quick clip of what Vice President Pence said today at the March for Life.
44 years ago, our Supreme Court turned away from the first of these timeless ideals. But today, three generations hence, because of all of you and the many thousands who stand with us in marches like this all across the nation, life is winning again in America.
Absolutely. That's very important. And he went on to say that President Trump will work with Congress to end taxpayer funding of abortion and abortion providers. And we will devote those resources to health care services for women across America. Understand that when they put this out and they say, you know, Planned Parenthood is about health services for women and we need to stick back. No, when you murder a baby girl, that is not providing health services for women. And, of course, I mentioned baby girls because a lot of these feminists wouldn't have a problem murdering a baby boy, but they might think twice about murdering a baby girl. That's not health services for women. We need to be able to distinguish between the language that they use yet again. Okay, join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.